When the tidal frictions of the Moon and the Earth become equalized, the Earth will always turn the same hemisphere toward the Moon. And the day and month will be analogous. In length, about 47 days. When such stability of orbits is attained, tidal frictions will go into reverse action, no longer driving the Moon farther away from the Earth but gradually drawing the satellite toward the planet. And then, in that far distant future when the Moon approaches to within about 11,000 miles of the Earth, the gravity action of the latter will cause the Moon to disrupt, and this tidal gravity explosion will shatter the Moon into small particles, which may assemble about the world as rings of matter resembling those of Saturn or may be gradually drawn into the Earth as meteors.